Seals of Honor, Book 9, Mason's Wish. Written by Dale Meyer. Narrated by Tristan Wright. Chapter 1. Mason Callister wrapped the sweaty towel around his neck and headed to the showers. 2 days after returning from overseas, he was more than ready to be done here and get home to Tesla. With all the delays leading up to his departure, he'd been afraid he wouldn't make it home for Christmas. Tesla's work had hit a huge snag, too, so she hadn't managed anything yet either. Now, with just a few days to go, they had a lot to do. "Did you ask her yet?" Sweet asked as he passed by on his way to his locker. Mason shot him a look identical to the one he'd shot Hawk and Dane not 5 minutes ago. He shouldn't have mentioned it to his friends, but when he finally bought the ring, he couldn't help but show them. They'd been there when he'd met Tesla months ago. In fact, he had to wonder if his relationship with her hadn't spawned an incredible sequence of events, bringing most of his friends into contact with perfect partners themselves. Who knew? But it was as if they all found something in his relationship they wanted for themselves, and had been lucky enough to find it, one at a time. After his shower, he dressed quickly, and with a goodbye to the others, he headed home. To Tesla. Someone he'd often thought about but never dreamed he'd meet and end up falling in love with. She was so damn special, he couldn't imagine how he'd survived before her. His truck started up easily, but the oil light came on. What the heck? He'd just had it in for servicing. His gut hardened. Not prepared to take a chance, even knowing Tesla was waiting for him, he hopped out and walked around the truck. Sure enough, there was a large spill slowly trickling down toward the back wheel on the passenger side where Shadow's Jeep was parked. Shit. He glanced around the almost empty parking lot, his gaze taking in the vehicles he knew and those he didn't. There were more of the former. He and the guys had come here for a workout before everyone headed home. He'd pushed the time slightly, but now, as he stared at his truck, he was definitely going to be late. Oil continued to drip, way too big a puddle to make him happy. What the hell was going on? As he straightened, he saw Shadow and Swede walking out the front door toward him. "Truck problems?" Swede asked. "Oil leak, but I just had it in for servicing." Shadow studied his face, then dropped to a crouch and studied the oil flow. "This didn't just happen on its own," he announced. "No way, no how." "It's not that easy to get at it to do any damage, though," Mason argued. "We instinctively think sabotage, but there's no reason to think that here. At least, he hoped there wasn't. Not right now. Not with the Christmas holiday looming." "At least, no reason you want to think about," Swede suggested. "You're getting your name and face out in some high-profile cases. Shadow and I, we're there, but always in the background, which is the way we like it. But you?" Mason stared at the oil, his mind trying to figure out what the deal was. "It must be the oil filter gasket." "Maybe." Only Shadow's voice was bland, neutral, too neutral. "But I doubt it." "I'll call a tow truck. Maybe one of you can give me a lift home?" Mason asked. "I'll try to put a rush on getting this repaired."
"I will,"
Swede said as Mason made the necessary call.
"And I'll stay here and wait for the tow truck,"
Shadow muttered as he peered under the truck.
"I want a closer look at the damage."
Torn, Mason stood, undecided. He needed to know if this had been done deliberately. They saw too much in their lives to let anything go by chance.
"Have you heard from Tesla in the last couple of hours?"
Swede asked in a low voice.
"Shit."
Mason pulled out his phone and called her. Swede was right. If anyone had done this, it was more likely to get at her than at him. Why hadn't he thought of that?
"Mason?" Her sweet voice filled his ear. "I thought you'd be home by now."
Relieved, he quickly filled her in on the truck.
"Oh no, that's terrible."
A soft gasp sounded. Then silence.
"Tesla?"
Mason asked, his voice rising. "What happened, Tesla? Talk to me." No answer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?